NBC poll, Republicans gain ground on the generic congressional ballot. By Jacob Bliss on August 22, 2022. A Republican candidate gained ground against a Democrat candidate on the generic congressional ballot since May, according to a poll by NBC News released Sunday. The generic Republican is ahead of the generic Democrat on the congressional ballot by 2 points, showing they took the lead, as both parties were tied on the May generic congressional ballot. On NBC News' August poll, the respondents were asked what was their preference for the outcome of this November's congressional elections. A Congress controlled by Republicans or a Congress controlled by Democrats? The August poll showed that 47% would vote for the Republican on the ballot compared to the 45% who said they would vote for the Democrat. There were also 8% who said they were not sure. When asked the same question on the May poll, the parties were tied at 46%, with 8% who said they were not sure. The August poll asked 1,000 registered voters between August 12 to 16, where there was also a margin of error of plus or minus 3.10%. The May poll asked 790 registered voters between May 5 to 7 and 9 to 10, where there was also a margin of error of plus or minus 3.49%. The Republicans are trying to have a net gain of at least 5 seats, which would ultimately win them back the majority in the House and unseat Representative Nancy Pelosi, DCA, from her speakership. In addition to the generic ballot, there have been numerous ballots that Breitbart News has chronicled that show the battlefield for Republicans to regain the majority in the House is expanding to more districts, a good sign for Republicans as GOP candidates are polling better than Democrats. In some cases, in typically safe seats that President Joe Biden carried in the last presidential election by between 11 and 15 points. In 2018, the Democrats took the House from the Republicans. In 2020, after striving to reclaim it, the Republicans left the Democrats with the slimmest majority in modern history and gave themselves the upper hand in the midterms. For Republicans, winning the majority will require a net gain of only 5 seats in November, and much is on the line in both the House and the Senate. Losing either could mean the Democrats and Biden will have a more challenging time passing their agenda items before the next presidential election. Republicans are currently projected to win a majority of between 12 and 35 seats. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @jacobbliss.